Hello, friends from the internet, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, Aleli. So, yes, guys, we're back this week with more of Machine Gun Kelly. Let's start with part two. I will go back to the past me so that she can tell the story of this great artist. And we will go back to the moment that we were talking about my favorite songs on Tickets to My Downfall. So enjoy! So I'll let you know my top songs of that album. I will say Bloody Valentine. I love the collaboration with Halsey of Forget Me Too. So good. I also like the All I Know with Trippie Redd. It's like, so good. And Joe Breaker is good. I will say that are my top songs on the Tickets to My Downfall album. So let me know which are yours if you listen to the whole album. So after that, did you know that the artwork cover of Tickets to My Downfall was supposed to be like a drawing of MGK like falling? Because it's Tickets to My Downfall, so it makes sense. Then afterwards, he was like signing all the albums. Like I don't know how many copies he had signed, but it was a lot. And someone called him and said like, "Hey, this is not gonna be the cover of the album. So whatever you're doing, it's like gonna be on the trash." So they changed the cover of the album. They wanted to go with a photo shoot session that they did with MGK. But like he said, no, this is too editorial. So let's go to another place, to another like concept, to have it like more organic, more natural, because it's like something personal, something really raw. So I don't know how he get to this place that is like an empty pool and it's a place that is kind of abandoned. I don't know. But yeah, he did like, let's do the shooting here. And they did some really cool pictures. I really love the pictures from this album. They're really great. If you see the colors, the transposition of the like background with him, like in his pink guitar, it's like so cool. So those pics were the one that got into the album at the end. Also, this album was the first one to go into the billboards on that year. And it was super cool to know about that because like I was so excited when I heard this whole album and I had all those songs. And then like it goes number one in Billboard and I'm like, oh God, it's so good to have a pop punk album. Sorry, it gets super difficult to say. I'm a Spanish person, I cannot do this all the time. So, after that, they go into like really boom of fame and everyone is like really obsessed about this album. They go on tour for that album on 2021 and it was so good. I think like they did really well. I really wanted to see him on stage. I think like they came here to Canada, but like it was really packed and I was like, oh God, I cannot do it. Too much people. But like, really guys, let me know in the comments if you did went to one of his concerts or Tickets to My Downfall. And I just want to know how was the feeling. And I have seen just the documentaries about it and like the videos and the pictures that he put in his Instagram about it. And I was like, wow, this is insane. It's like so good. Like the event and like the performance was great. And that gave us to our second album that he announced like on end of 2021. He posted on Instagram a photo with Travis Barker and they did like a tattoo on their arms and it said Born With Horns. So Born With Horns was supposed to be the name of the second album, but somehow in the making of the songs and everything, MGK was like, okay, so I'm gonna change actually the name of the album to Mainstream Sellout. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but like he did a super fun video with Travis and saying him, dude, I changed the album. And that's how they released the communication that the album was gonna get like out on that time and everything. And yeah, so like mainly if you know about MGK, he's really like, he wants to prove that he can do it. And like, he did do it with Tickets to My Downfall, but like some critics and some stuff were like saying, yeah, it's just a fluke, it's just like luck on his first rock album and so on. And then he was like, okay, if they say that, let's do it a second time. And then we will see if they say it again. So like, that's how we got our second album with Travis. So Travis, I think, produced this album, like he did it on his own label. And from what I have read in the internet, in the Instagram, Travis did produce like not only like MGK for this rock album, but also for Avril Lavigne and some other big stars on this genre. And I was like so happy that Avril was like doing another album on this like old sound that she had, but like with Travis on top of this, it's like, it's pure joy, you know? Like, okay, well, let me not get me disrupted to that side. Let's get back to MGK. So yeah, that's where we go. Mainstream sellout got number one Billboard second year in a row. So like, MGK proved them wrong. There you go. And also this time he was nominated to the best rock album in the Grammys. He was nominated. He didn't win. Ozzy Osbourne won, I think. But it was great. Like, to get nominated to a Grammy was really huge. So let's hope that the next one or the next songs gets nominated to a Grammy and then actually win. You never know. But yeah, like, this was mainly it for MGK at the time. It was really cool to hear that album as well, the Mainstream Sellout. It kind of gets like the same vibe of the first album, but with some other artistic views. For example, my top songs for this album is Paper Cuts, for sure. When I heard that song, was like so good, because like, it's like a melodic rock and it really goes really well with the rest of the album. And his video was like the best video ever. All the videos for these songs were like really well thought and everything. The artistic sense on all of those are incredible. Yeah, I will say Paper Cuts, one of my top, Emo Girl, and I, it's like so good. That was done with Lil Wayne and it was like really good. And then the video was done really cool. He was like on tour, I think, and he decided to do the video for this song. And it's so perfect. It goes really well with everything. So it really gives MGK, like, he's really true to itself. And last but not least, maybe, was my song. I love Bring Me the Horizon. I love Oliver Sykes. When I saw that they were collaborating, I was screaming on the inside, you know? So like, whenever they got this song out, I just heard it on repeat so many times. But maybe it's a really good song. You should hear him. And let me know what you think. So that's for Mainstream Sellout. And he obviously did another bunch of collaborations on those times of the Mainstream Sellout and Tickets to My Downfall album. I know one of with Killing Queen. And it was so good. I think, I don't know if it was on the Mainstream Sellout album. So I'll let you know the song later on the comments. But yeah, so like, that's how MGK transformed himself. It's like he just metamorphosed from the rapper to a huge artist. He still is a rapper. He still is a songwriter. He still is like a punk rock artist. He's so many things right now. And like, I feel like that is what gives him the good stuff, you know? Like, that's why he's really big at this time, because he can do all these things and not like just separate one from the other and get like different paths completely. He still has rapper vibes, he still has like rock vibes, and I love how he makes it all together in his songs and also on his fashion. So if you have seen the pictures that this dude has done, this guy has been like amazing. If you go into his Instagram, I just get like so much inspiration by just looking at his Instagram on how he dresses. He has done pretty much everything. Long hair, short hair, pink hair, whatever, you know, all of it. And like the fashion on the concerts, on the videos, on the red carpets, everything. It's amazing. Like, why? Why didn't you do this before? Because it's like amazing. I'm exploding. Like, it's, I don't know if everyone loves this. It's my vibe. I don't know if it's yours. You can say whatever you want. But I really like his style. Everything goes well with everything, like the paint nails, with the tattoos, with the piercings, with the stuff on their mouth. I don't know how it's called. It's like not a piercing, but it's like a fake piercing that he had, like with kind of like teeth. Really cool. And he had it for the emo girl video, I think. Yeah, but like so good. And I love like this rock emo vibes that he gets as well. Oh, when he was on the Dolce Gabbana fashion pasarela. Sorry, I will introduce this later. He was really cool on that part. And like all the details were perfect. Like the pearls with the spikes. Amazing. So yeah, like that's how Machine Gun Kelly got to this point. And now, like recently, now this year, 2023, he released a rap song, a full rap song. We were not expecting that. We were like, oh, that's cool. We were like expecting another rock stuff. But like, that's cool that he does different stuff and he keeps us on our toes. And like, we're not like, oh, we just expect him to drop another rap song. Or, oh, we just expect him to drop a rock album again. That's cool that like he's mixing it up and like doing different things. So this last song, to finish it up with MGK, this last song is called Pressure. And it has three different beats on one song. They go so well intertwined with each other. And I have watched so many videos about it. People explain how these beats changing is like get excited when every beat changes. This song is really good and it's really well recorded and like the video is insane. So watch it and listen to it if you haven't. And let me know what you think. So that is it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening and hope you liked it. Subscribe and listen to more of my podcast. Let me know what else do you want me to talk about. I will not only talk about songs and artists and fashion, but like a bit of everything. And like, I will give you my thoughts, you know, it's my opinion. You don't have to agree. You can disagree. I'm okay with it. And let me know, what do you think? See you next time. Bye, friends.